We get a chance to broadcast live from Target Field on this opening day for the Minnesota Twins. Thank you to Kia Fargo. Thank you to Stein Seed Company and Trent Conroy. Also, thank you to RDO Equipments. Now, imagine this scenario, ladies and gentlemen. The Twins. I mean, everybody loves the Twins. So you go from Bismarck to the University of North Dakota to the Twin Cities, and now he's president of the Minnesota Twins, and that's Dave St. Peter. Good to have you back on.
Hey, it's good to see you guys. Must be opening day here at Target Field.
Look at this,
see
Dave.
Every year at this time of year.
I'm just glad, Joel, you got someone from Williston and Bismarck on the show.
We have the WDA covered out there. I need somebody from Minot and Dickinson.
That's right. You need someone from the Magic City, the Queen City. You got the Capital City and the base.
I will tell you, with the view that we have, it wouldn't take long to get volunteers.
No, it wouldn't.
They'd come here in a hurry. How you been, Dave?
Yeah, I've been great. You know, at opening day number 35.
Do you still get goosebumps?
Yeah, it's a special day. I think it, you know, I've always kind of felt, you know, opening day should be a state holiday, you know, I mean, in terms of just, you know, what it means. It's, you know, there's traditions, there's rituals, there's pageantry around it. But, you know, at its core, all of these sports, and I'm biased on baseball because I think we do it better than anybody else because we have so many games. It brings community together. There will be a lot of eyeballs, obviously a lot of people here, but there will be a lot of eyeballs on this game, a lot of people listening to the game. And it's a sign that spring has sprung, and right, and we've gotten through another winter, though this winter didn't have a lot of bite. You know, here we go. I think we're going to have a fun summer with a really exciting baseball team.
I think about this, you know, when you work in, like, radio stations as we do, Joel, and every now and then maybe someone will bring four or five children to see the radio station, and then you look in their eyes, and they're just ooh, and look at that. Now imagine if your office was this cathedral, and 40,000 of your closest friends are coming in. But the point is here, Dave, that can't get old. You certainly understand, like everybody that comes through those gates, look at your office and go, wow, this is.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I've been blessed. It's not lost on me to have a chance to do that, not just here, but in many other ballparks around the country. But, you know, for me, it's just another game day. I've been doing it, you know, my whole, you know, life for the most part. And, you know, heck, when I was a kid, I used to go to the Bismarck Civic Center and watch games. And for me, that was the biggest stage possible.
Right?
So it's really no different in some ways. I love it. I love the competition part of it. But I really love is the emotional connection people have to the brand, to the Twins, to Target Field, and how it brings people out. I think that's special and sometimes can get lost in the business of sports.
Yeah, I've had the good fortune in my time in radio to be around this Twins organization, even this spring in Fort Myers down in Florida. And welcoming is an understatement. Your staff is fabulous. They don't forget their affiliates. They don't forget all of their fans, albeit North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, that are listening to you right now in western Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you guys. I mean, KFGO has a very rich history with the Twins that was in place long before I ever got to the Twins. And our job as stewards of our brand is to build on that partnership over time so that it's strong long after I'm gone. But nobody has covered Twins baseball better or the sports scene in better either in the Red River Valley, the state of North Dakota, or obviously the state of Minnesota than KFGO. It's a special place, and that's a great partnership that we've enjoyed as well.
Do you like this team? Are you excited?
A lot, yeah. I think, you know, it's a different team than last year. We're going to miss Sonny Gray, and obviously the Royce injury on day one hurts us.
Yeah.
We're going to have to overcome that. I think what this year's team will have is more offense. I truly believe that, even without Royce, but particularly with him, and he'll be back. We're going to score more runs. I'm confident of that. Last year, we really struggled to score runs, particularly the first half, and we kicked it into gear the second half. Pitching is still very strong on this team without Sonny, but we're going to need some guys to emerge. Certainly what we saw to Joe Ryan, what we saw out of Louis Varland and Chris Paddock, I think, is a good sign. Bailey Ober had a tough start. So four out of the first five games, we pitched really at a high level. The bullpen should be a strength of this team. Mm-hmm. We're down a few guys there, so we're testing that depth early. But so far, so good in that area. But I like our chances. The division will be better. Detroit, no doubt, is better. They have a good young group of pitchers. I think Kansas City is better. And Cleveland is always formidable because they know how to pitch, and they're gonna be in every game. I think the division is better in general, but I think we should come out on top. I think we have the most talent, and I like our chances to be playing in October.
Cleveland in town today, and then one of those odd things in baseball, Dave, even on opening day, you know, the Twins open up in Kansas City, then you get an off day, and then you play, you roll out the series, and then, you know, today the Twins are in action, then you got an off day, and then it's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we've had a lot of off days early, and, you know, that can cut both ways, right? I think you like to kind of play every day. You know, we have the off day tomorrow just in case today was a horrendous weather day. And we've used that, I think, the last two years we've moved to Friday. So this year we're going to play on a Thursday, and then Friday will be an off day. And then we'll kind of kick it into gear a little bit starting on Saturday with a long stretch of games.
Well, you mentioned that this winter didn't have as big a bite as last winter, which I would argue is one of the most miserable winters that I remember. But every day on opening day, you know, you said you have that extra day, but that has to be the finger crossing time. What type of weather are we going to have?
Well, it's a roll of the dice, right? You know, and it's funny, the first half of my career, I never worried about it because we were in the Metrodome. You know, I
mean, there was going to be a game.
I mean, the Metrodome was the only facility that I can remember that we actually hoped for bad weather because people couldn't do anything outdoors, so maybe they'd come to a Twins game,
right?
But it's just the opposite here. But yeah, we fought for a long time to build a new ballpark that had a retractable roof. It didn't work out. Hennepin County emerged in 2005 with a vision to build this ballpark on this site without a roof. And we decided to go that route, and we haven't looked back. Wrigley, I always tell people, you know, Wrigley Field is a baseball mecca, and people celebrate outdoor baseball there. And the weather at Wrigley Field, particularly this time of year, can be very challenging. But you never hear anybody walk out of Wrigley Field and say, boy, they should have put a roof on that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, and I kind of think the same thing here for Target Field. We have a beautiful ballpark. The architecture here, I think, is tremendous. The fans are right on top of the action. And it's aesthetically pleasing, and I think that would have, you'd have lost some of that with a roof. So
it shocked people when they put lights at Wrigley Field.
Correct.
Like, what do you mean you're putting lights at? No, this is day stuff we're talking about.
But it's tough to get an opportunity to vote when you live in Hankinson, North Dakota. But if I could have, I would have definitely voted to not have a roof on.
Yeah, I mean that cuts both ways for people in Greater Minnesota because or North Dakota because you know they drive down and then if we don't play they're frustrated. And as a Bismarck kid, I really can appreciate that, but I think you got to end up with a better ballpark without it. And the reality of it, we don't have a roof. There's not going to be a roof added.
Right.
This is our 15th season at Target Field, which
went
crazy. And, you know, obviously we're blessed. I think we've done, our ownership has looked out for the park. The Minnesota Ballpark Authority has looked out for the park. And what I mean by that is they've continued to invest in it, keeping it not just clean, but keeping it state of the art. We have some really fun vision for what the next 15 years can look like here, how we continue to reimagine the ballpark. And that's the stuff that really fires me up because I think it's exciting to make sure we're matching up with the fans of the future and what their expectations are going to be when they come to a ball game.
I love the fact that Dave talked about the team. Dave St. Peter, president of the Twins, with us today. And Joel, you talked about how good that these guys seem to get along, like in the clubhouse. It just seems to be a cohesiveness to this. So for Twins fans out there, Dave, and you deal a lot, you know, with the overall picture, you know, they see, you know, Shohei Ohtani getting a, you know, unbelievable contract that deferred a lot. But, you know, nobody can even fathom some of the numbers that are involved in the game. So, but what I think we got to be careful of is don't assess, you know, contracts to guaranteed World Series wins. I know they're separate, kind of. It doesn't guarantee anything, right?
It doesn't. I mean, it certainly helps. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is, you know, I mean, he signed a $700 million contract, and I would sit here and tell you as a baseball executive, he's worth every penny for what he means to the Dodgers and ultimately to baseball. He's remarkable. He's going to play here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you haven't seen Shohei Ohtani,
let's go.
It's like coming out to watch Babe Ruth. He's not pitching this year, but it's
generational guy.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's always a lot of focus on the money. I mean, that's true with all professional sports. And, you know, I think people have to kind of get over that or just understand that the players are being paid at what they are market price. And, you know, the best talent in the world is going to be paid accordingly. And, you know, from our business, it's a business, right? And, you know, Carlos Correa is paid $33 million a year. But as I look at Carlos Correa, I don't think of that. I think of the probably the most elite shortstop in baseball and somebody who's an absolute flat-out winner and well makes said. All of his teammates better.
Well said.
And we saw that play out last year. We signed Carlos Correa because of what he did last year down the stretch into October. And when the brightest lights were on in those playoff games, Carlos Correa was one of the best players on that field, maybe the best. He made plays against Toronto that we don't win the series without him.
And it wasn't just that, but you could see that he had taken that mantle of leadership. He really had, and how he communicated with his other players. Hang with us, Dave, for just a second.
Sure.
Welcome back to opening day here at Target Field for the Minnesota Twins. Dave St. Peter, the president of the Minnesota Twins. I asked you earlier whether or not you get goosebumps on opening day. How much sleep do you get? Tell the truth.
We've been doing it for so long. You probably
it's still opening day. I got about 5 hours coming into today. I was up late last night watching some West Coast baseball, and I think my alarm went off at about 5 this morning. But, you know, that's not that different than, you know, most nights I probably get 6 to 7. So I'm probably, whether I'm getting enough or not, I don't know. You know, these are exciting times. You know, this is, I grew up in the business thinking that every Twins game, let alone opening day, was the most important thing going on in the state on that particular day. So why wouldn't I want to be there? So you have a little more bounce in your step. I mean, we're opening a season. This is such an exciting day for our fans. It's also a really exciting day for our staff. I got a lot of people that are working for the Twins. This is their first opening day.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, and you want to celebrate that.
You could see it in Fort Myers. The people that you have that help out there, that these guys had a smile on from ear to ear, you know.
100%. I mean, that you know, I think we're all blessed to, within our jobs, if you're passionate about, you know, who you work for, or what you get to do. And there's a lot of people that feel, I think, you know, overly blessed to have a chance to work around Major League Baseball or a brand like the Twins, and that's never been lost on me.
It's amazing for Dave, you know, and Dave St. Peter's name is known across Major League Baseball, and he's done it so well, and as a president, too. Was that, and for those that don't know the story, Dave, I mean, was that the goal? I mean, was that the goal? Like,
no.
I'm going to be the highest ranking officials in, you know.
Yeah, no, I was probably way too insecure and ignorant, and you know, I just simply wanted to find a way to build a career in sports, and that was the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I never allowed myself to really think about it or dream about at what level. I just wanted to find a job where I could feel great about getting up every morning and going to work and being in an environment that excited me. And one thing led to another. I was tapped on the shoulder multiple times over the course of my career and given incremental responsibility. And the good news is I think I was prepared each time, even though, you know, I probably questioned it in my mind, but I was prepared. And I give where I came from all of the credit for that. You know, the upbringing I had in Bismarck, obviously
sure.
The values that were instilled by my parents and others. And then, you know, I always have said the University of North Dakota prepared me to lead. It prepared me to be able to operate on a big stage. And I'm always going to be indebted to the community in Grand Forks for, you know, giving me that learning and that foundation.
When you look at this Twins team and you look at what I love the most about it, because I've brought little kids here to the stadium. And my granddaughters were in Fort Myers. They took time for them. I mean, they did. They went to the places. Yeah. They went to the grassy knoll. They went to right field where Max threw up a ball to them.
Yeah.
They went to. You should see, Dave, how bad my wife missed a ball out in right field.
Oh, really?
It could have took out an eye.
Did she give it a shot?
She gave it a shot.
Flat out missed.
I think it was thrown to Hurst because the kids were so little.
But Sue's athletic. I mean, she can catch.
She was all conference.
Yeah.
She looked.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
And she went 3 for 4 at the McQuaid Charity Softball Tournament. What year was that?
Right. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad, David.
Well, kids are the lifeblood of all sports. But, for, you know, in baseball, this is a place that I can tell you that there's always room for more kids, and we're trying to do everything we can to get more kids playing our game, trying to do everything we can to get more kids into the ballpark. you know, that's the future. And I'm proud to say that I still think this is a great family atmosphere to come to. It always should be. It always will be. We got to always focus on the level of affordability. That's another major factor for us. And but I'm happy that that your grandchild had a chance to experience some Twins baseball this spring.
Well, they, and I forget, I don't know if it's called the 34 Plaza, but they have something like that here, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, we have right at our main gate, gate 34, we've got a lot of activities there for little kids and such. And then for about 30 of our 81 home games, Target actually comes in and kind of amps it up with a number of different interactives. And it's a really cool thing to have here at the ballpark, because the reality of it is not everybody lives and dies on every pitch. I mean, yeah. I think that's the big difference with a modern ballpark like Target Field is fans tend to be a little more transient, I say. They move around the ballpark. They look, watch the game from different spots. They get up to go eat. You get up to maybe take your little one out to the Gate 34 experience. So yeah. That's the way this building was designed. That's the way we're thinking about the future.
Yep, Dave, thanks as always. I really appreciate it. Dave St. Peter, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back to Target Field right after this.